Welcome, everyone, to this insightful information session with an aspiring storyteller, Neverson Forrest.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to share my insights and experiences with fellow aspiring artists and storytellers.
Today, we're delving deep into the world of art and storytelling, exploring the essential questions that can help beginners navigate their creative journey. Let's jump right in. After going through your essential questions and insightful guidelines, I'm convinced that budding artists and storytellers can gain a wealth of valuable information and inspiration to steer their creative paths with confidence and clarity. So, Neverson, could you please tell us on how these essential questions can help beginners in their journey towards creative mastery?
Of course. Considering these essential questions before diving into a creative project is almost like laying a strong foundation for a building. It provides a structure and clarity to our creative projects, helping us navigate the complexities of art and storytelling. Storytelling is like any other art form. It's super subjective. It's all about the freedom to let our imaginations lead the way. But sometimes too much freedom can be overwhelming, especially for beginners. These questions aren't like rigid rules, but like friendly reminders to strike a balance between letting creativity soar and adding some structure. The world already presents enough obstacles to artists sharing their unique perspectives. Finding that balance between freedom and structure can help us develop our distinct style, and in turn, break down barriers to sharing creativity with the world. So, these questions serve as guideposts, ensuring we're headed in the right direction on our creative journeys.
Thank you for that insightful explanation. It's clear that these questions can act as valuable guides for creatives. Now let's delve into the specifics. You mentioned the importance of understanding one's motivations and goals. Can you elaborate on how having a clear sense of purpose can impact an artist's work? And what advice do you have for beginners in this regard?
Yeah, sure. So, having a clear sense of purpose is like having a compass that keeps you on track in your creative journey. It impacts an artist's work in several significant ways. Firstly, it helps align your efforts with your aspirations. When you understand your motivations and goals, it becomes easier to set clear objectives for your creative projects. Whether your aim is for personal fulfillment, connecting with an audience, or a blend of both, having that clarity guides your decisions and ensures your work is intentional. Secondly, it provides motivation and direction. When you know why you're creating art or telling a story, it serves as a source of inspiration and a reminder for your ultimate destination. It's those little lights along the path, showing you the way and giving you a clear sense of where you're headed. So, my advice to beginner is to spend some time reflecting on their motivation and goals, no matter how big or how small they may seem. It's not only about creating art, it's about making sure your creative projects fulfills your dreams and aspirations, whatever they may be. This understanding acts as your personal guide, steering you through the twists and turns of the creative process.
That's an excellent perspective. Understanding one's motivations and goals certainly serves as a guiding force in the creative journey. Now, let's explore the next question. You mentioned the concept of creating art for personal fulfillment, engaging with an audience, or a combination of both. Could you share more insights into how artists can strike a balance between these different approaches, and what are the advantages of finding that equilibrium?
Yes, of course. Balancing between creating art for personal fulfillment, engaging with an audience, are both is common sense, but a vital aspect of the creative process. Let's break it down. Creating for personal fulfillment. This approach is all about making art primarily for your satisfaction and creative expression. You create it because it brings you joy, helps you explore your emotions, or serves as a personal outlet without necessarily focusing on sharing with others. Now, creating to engage with an audience. This approach involves producing art to connect, communicate, or resonate with an audience. It emphasizes art sharing, interaction aspect, aiming to evoke emotions, convey messages, or inspire reactions from viewers or consumers. Now, creating art that aligns with both personal goals and audience interests. This approach seeks to strike a balance between your artistic vision and what appeals to those who engage with your work. It's about satisfying your creative aspiration while also considering the preferences, tastes, and interests of your intended audience. Finding that balance has several advantages. Here are these advantages. Authenticity. it allows you to stay true to your artistic vision while also creating work that resonates with others, making it more authentic. Sustainability. Balancing personal fulfillment and audience engagement can help you sustain your creative passion over the long term. Impact. It enhances the potential impact of your work by reaching and connecting with a broader audience. Fulfillment. It can bring a sense of fulfillment from both creative expression and positive audience responses. Growth. It encourages artistic growth as you learn to adapt your style and message to connect with various audiences. I guess the key message here is to remain mindful of your motivation and regularly assess whether you're achieving the desired balance in your creative projects. It's a dynamic process that evolves as you grow as an artist.
Thank you for elaborating on the importance of striking a balance between personal fulfillment and audience engagement. It's clear that finding that equilibrium can greatly benefit artists and storytellers. Now, let's move on to another critical aspect of the creative process: setting goals. You mentioned having a checklist to keep you on track. Could you dive deeper into how artists can effectively set and manage their creative goals and why this is crucial, especially for storytellers like yourself?
Certainly. Setting and managing creative goals is a fundamental step, especially for storytellers. Here's a more detailed look at how artists can effectively approach this. I see creative goals as a bit of a checkpoint before diving headfirst into creative process, particularly when storytelling. I find that having a structured approach helps immensely. While my checklist is not set in stone, it keeps me on track before and during my creative process. Here's the components of effective goal settings. Let's start with clarity of purpose. So within clarity of purpose, you start by knowing why you're creating content. Understand the core message or the story you want to convey to your audience. Target audience. Identify who your content is for. Consider their interests, preferences, and what resonates with them. Content strategy. Plan how you'll create and share your content. Outline your content creation process, distribution channels, and timelines. Measurable progress. Set specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound SMART goals to track your achievements. Motivation. Stay inspired and driven by connecting your goals to your personal passions and long-term aspirations. Consistency. Maintain a regular schedule or approach to keep your audience engaged and build trust. Resource allocation. Manage your time, budget, and effort effectively to ensure your goals are attainable. So, for storytellers like myself, it's crucial to emphasize a clarity of purpose. Storytelling is about conveying a message or a narrative effectively, and having a clear sense of purpose ensures your story remains focused and impactful. The advantages of effective goal settings are numerous. Here are some of them. Direction. It provides a sense of direction and purpose for your creative work. Measurement. You can track your progress and determine if you're in the right path. Motivation. Goals keep you motivated and accountable. Productivity. They help you stay organized and make efficient use of your time and resources. So, in essence, starting off the right foot with well-defined goals provides a strong foundation for your creative journey, ensuring your content is intentional and aligned with your vision.
Thank you for that comprehensive overview of goal setting in the creative process. It's clear that having a structured approach can be a game changer. Now, let's explore what happens when you accomplish your creative goals. You mentioned that envisioning the positive changes can be motivating. Could you elaborate on this and share how setting new goals plays a role in your creative journey?
Yes, of course, I can elaborate on this. So, envisioning the positive changes that can occur when you accomplish your creative goals is like a fuel for the journey. It's all about staying focused, keeping your expectations realistic, and taking intentional steps in your creative journey. So when you do achieve your goals, there are several positive outcomes that can occur. Here is a few examples. Personal satisfaction and fulfillment. So creating art that makes you happy and fulfilled is a rewarding experience. So it reinforces your passion and dedication to your craft. Another example is audience engagement and connection. So achieving your goals often involves connecting with your audience on a deeper level. So building a strong bond with your audience can be incredibly fulfilling and motivating. And then another one example is setting new goals. So accomplishing one goal naturally leads to the desire to set new ones. So it's an ongoing cycle of growth and improvement. So each achievement becomes a stepping stone to reaching even greater heights. So yeah. So in essence, setting new goals is a vital part of the creative journey. It keeps you motivated, it helps you continue to grow as an artist, and it prevents complacency. So after achieving a goal, take the time to reflect on your progress and consider where you want to go next. These new goals act as a roadmap for your ongoing creative projects, ensuring that you're always pushing your boundaries and striving for excellence. Thank you for highlighting the importance of setting new goals as part of the creative journey. It's clear that this continuous cycle of growth and achievement is a driving force in the creative process. Now, let's discuss the purpose of your content. You mentioned that this question helps you craft your creative compass. Could you delve deeper into how defining the purpose of your content influences your creative choices and storytelling?
I believe I can elaborate further on this. So, defining the purpose of your content is like setting your creative compass. It guides your journey. It helps you make informed artistic choices. When it comes to storytelling and content creation, understanding your content's purpose is essential for several reasons. This is something I mentioned before, but clarity and focus. So knowing the purpose of your content ensures that every element of your story serves a specific function. It prevents your narrative from becoming convoluted or losing its main message. Another one of these reasons is audience engagement. So understanding the purpose allows you to tailor your content to resonate with your audience, or more like your intended audience. Whether you aim to entertain, inform, inspire, or provoke thought, clarity of purpose helps you connect with your viewers and readers more effectively. Consistency. So it ensures that your content remains consistent with your overall message and brand. Consistency builds trust with your audience and reinforces your storytelling style. Another one is effective decision-making. So when faced with creative choices, having a clear sense of purpose helps you make decisions that aligns with your storytelling goals. It streamlines your creative process and prevents you from veering off course. Impact. So content with well-defined purposes tend to have more significant impact on the audience. It can invoke emotions, spark conversations, or drive action because it speaks directly to the intended outcome. So in summary, the purpose of your content is like setting the North Star for your creative journey. It keeps you on track and ensures your storytelling is intentional and impactful, and helps you make choices that resonate with your audience.
Thank you for highlighting the significance of having a clear purpose in content creation and storytelling. It's evident that this clarity plays a pivotal role in crafting compelling narratives. Moving forward, let's talk about your target audience. You mentioned that understanding your target audience involves considering your younger self and who you are now. Could you explain how this perspective influences your creative decisions and choices in your projects?
Of course. So understanding my target audience by considering both my younger self and who I am now has a profound impact on my creative decisions and the choices I make in my projects. So here is how it influences my creative process. Empathy. So reflecting on my younger self allows me to tap into the emotions, interests, and curiosities of that time. It helps me empathize with the experiences and challenges my audience may face, creating a deeper emotional connection in my storytelling. So the next one is relatability. By considering who I am now, I can bridge the gap between the past and the present. It enables me to create content that resonates with my younger self's experiences while still addressing the perspectives and interests of my current self. This relatability makes the content more accessible to a broader audience. The next one here is timeless themes. So connecting with both past and present perspectives allows me to explore timeless themes and universal truths that resonates across generations. It adds depth and universality to my storytelling and making it more, relevant to a wide range of people. The next one here is authenticity. So it ensures that my content remains authentic and genuine. I'm not trying to be something I'm not or create content that doesn't align with my journey. This authenticity shines through in my storytelling and makes it more relatable to others on similar paths. So in essence, this dual perspectives helps me strike a balance between nostalgia and relevance. It allows me to create content that not only speaks to my own experiences, but also connects with a diverse audience, drawing them into the narrative and making it more engaging and relatable.
Thank you for sharing how considering your past and present selves influences your storytelling. It's a unique approach that adds depth and authenticity to your creative work. Let's now explore how you engage and interact with your audience. You mentioned that your projects are designed to encourage viewers to interpret and draw their own conclusions. Could you elaborate on your approach to audience engagement and interaction and how it encourages viewer participation in your narratives?
Yes, I can elaborate on this. So my approach to audience engagement and interaction is deliberate and aims to encourage viewers to become active participants in the narrative. Here's how I foster meaningful engagement. Open-ended storytelling. I often present narratives with open-ended elements, leaving room for interpretation. This allows viewers to connect the dots, draw their conclusions, and engage more deeply with the story. It sparks curiosity and encourages discussion. Another one is multiple perspectives. I incorporate multiple perspectives within my storytelling. By presenting different viewpoints or layers of narrative, viewers are invited to explore various of angles and form their own opinions. It adds complexity to the storytelling and encourages critical thinking. Another element I add is interactive elements. So depending on the medium, I sometimes include interactive elements that enables the audience to make choices or explore the narrative in a non-linear fashion. This interactivity gives viewers a sense of agency and involvement in the story's outcome. Another thing or element I add or encourage is discussion. Encouraging discussion. So, I actively encourage discussion and dialogue around my content. This could be through social media platforms, forums, or live events. It creates a sense of community among the audience and allows them to share their interpretation and insights. And I do respect diverse interpretation. So in this case, I value diverse interpretations of my work and respect that each viewer brings their unique perspective. This inclusivity fosters a sense of belonging and encourages more people to engage with the content. So ultimately, my goal is to create content that isn't just consumed passively, but becomes a space for exploration and dialogue. It transforms viewers from mere spectators into active participants in the narrative, making the storytelling experience more immersive and memorable.
Thank you for shedding light on your approach to audience engagement. It's evident that your deliberate efforts to encourage viewer participation add depth and interactivity to your narratives. Now, let's discuss measuring the success of your content. You mentioned personalized indicators for assessing your art's success. Could you elaborate on these indicators and how they help you track your creative growth and development?
Yes, of course, I can elaborate on this. Excuse me. So, personalized indicators or dynamic metrics I have developed based on my specific goals and purposes for each creative project. So here's a closer look at some of these indicators and how they contribute to my creative growth, starting with feedback. So this is about gathering inputs and reactions from peers, mentors, or the audience. It helps me assess how my art is perceived, whether it resonates with others. It's all about constructive feedback that guides improvement. The next one here is peer recognition. And this is all about recognition or acknowledgement for fellow artists and professionals in my fields. They basically serve as indicators of the quality and impact of my art within the artistic community. It's a measure of how well my work is received by those I respect. The next one here is personal fulfillment. I'm sure you've heard this before. On other questions. So measuring the success of my art by how personally satisfied and fulfilled I feel when creating it is super important. So regardless of external validations or recognition, the internal satisfaction is a driving force. The next one here is emotional impact. So evaluating the effectiveness of my art and eliciting emotions and connecting with the feelings and experiences of my audience is vital. Art's ability to evoke emotions is a powerful metric of its impact. So that's why I tend to measure the emotional impact. So the next one here is publications. So assessing the success of my art by its visibility and reach, such as whether it has been published, exhibited or featured in various medias or platforms, demonstrates broader recognition and influence. So next one here is artistic growth. So tracking my progress and development as an artist over time, considering factors like evolution of my style, techniques, creative concepts in my work, is an indicator of my artistic growth. So these personalized indicators provide me with multifaceted means to measure success. They not only reflect external recognition, but also drive my creative growth and development. They inspire me to continuously refine my skills, explore new mediums, and convey compelling messages. With these indicators, I'm charting a course towards becoming a successful storyteller, and one creative project at a time.
Thank you for sharing your personalized indicators for measuring the success of your art. It's evident that these metrics provide you with valuable insights into your creative growth and the impact of your work. Moving forward, let's discuss another crucial aspect, time and resource management. You mentioned the importance of managing your time and resources effectively, especially with a full-time job and creative pursuits. Could you provide some practical strategies or tips for artists and storytellers who face similar challenges in juggling multiple commitments?
Yes, I can provide some strategies and tips. So effective time and resource management are essential, especially when balancing a full-time job and creative projects. So here are some practical strategies and tips that could help artists and storytellers. So let's begin with prioritize and schedule. So in this case, you have to identify your critical tasks and allocate dedicated time slots in your schedule. So this prioritization ensures that essential creative work gets done. Another strategy is time blocking. In this case, you would consider using time blocking techniques. So you would set aside specific blocks of time for creative projects, making it non-negotiable part of your routine. Another strategy is setting realistic goals. In this case, you have to be realistic about what you can accomplish within the time and resources available. So setting achievable goals prevents burnout and frustration. Another strategy here is to delegate or outsource. So if possible, delegate non-creative tasks or outsource certain responsibilities. So this frees up more time for your creative pursuits. Another strategy here is to limit distractions. So just minimize distractions during your dedicated creative time. So turn off notifications, find a quiet workplace, or use productivity apps. Another strategy here is time management tools. So very similar to the one I just mentioned, you have to consider using time management tools or apps to help you track your time and stay organized. Another strategy here is accountability partners. So in this case, you have to connect with an accountability partner or group. So sharing goals and progress with others can help you stay on track. And another one here is flexibility. So just be flexible in your approach. Life can be unpredictable, so adapt your schedule and expectations when necessary. And my final strategy here is self-care. So don't forget about self-care. Take breaks, get enough rest, and maintain your well-being. That's crucial for your sustained creativity. So to conclude, balancing a full-time job and creative pursuits can be challenging, but with effective time and resource management, it's possible to make progress in your creative projects while fulfilling other commitments.
Thank you for sharing those practical strategies for managing time and resources effectively. It's clear that finding a balance and staying organized are key to juggling multiple responsibilities in the creative process. Now let's discuss the importance of adapting your content strategy. You mentioned that you love being flexible and open to improvement. Could you elaborate on how you embrace adaptation and share how it has contributed to the freshness and relevance of your art and storytelling?
I can elaborate on this. Adaptability is a cornerstone of keeping creativity fresh and relevant. Here is how I embrace adaptation and its benefits, starting with evolving goals. So I regularly revisit my initial goals and purposes for my creative projects. As I grow and change as an artist, these goals may evolve. Adapting them to align with my current vision keeps my work relevant and intentional. Another point here is experimentation. So staying open to experimentation is crucial. So trying new art forms, mediums, or storytelling approaches keeps my creative process dynamic and exciting. It allows me to evolve and discover new possibilities. Feedback integration. So in this case, constructive criticism and insights from others play a significant role in adaptation. So I actively seek feedback and implement valuable suggestions. Enhances the quality and impact of my art and storytelling. Another point here is analyzing trends. So this is all about staying informed about industry trends, and conducting research also helps me to identify emerging opportunities and adapt accordingly. And ensures that my work remains in sync with the changing landscape. So, another one here is flexibility in content formats. So, it's all about being open to different content formats or topics that allow me to explore new creative territories. It prevents creative stagnation and encourages innovation. So, another point here is goal alignment. So regularly aligning my goals with the ever-changing artistic landscape ensures that I stay on course and relevant. Adapting to new challenges and opportunity keeps my creative journey exciting and dynamic. My last point here is content strategy evolution. So this is where I regularly assess and adapt my content strategy based on audience needs and preferences, which helps maintain engagement and relevance. So in essence, adaptability is all about remaining agile in your creative approach. It prevents creative stagnation, encourages innovation, and ensures that your work continues to resonate with your audience. So embracing adaptation is like breathing new life into your art and storytelling, keeping them fresh and exciting.
Thank you for emphasizing the importance of adaptability in creative work. It's evident that being open to change and evolution is key to keeping creativity dynamic and relevant. Now, let's explore the choice of platforms or channels for sharing your content. You mentioned that you carefully consider where to share your art based on your goals and expectations. Could you share some criteria or factors that influence your choice of platforms and how this decision impacts your content's reach and impact?
Yes, of course, I can share my criteria or factors that influence my decision to choose platforms. So the choice of platforms or channels for sharing content is a strategic decision that can significantly impact the project's reach and impact. Here's some of my criteria and factors I consider. So looking first is one of the things I look at first is content type. So different platforms are better suited for specific content formats, such as images, videos, and or articles. I choose a platform that aligns with the content that I'm creating. So that's something to keep in mind. Another criteria here is target audience. So identifying where my target audience spends their time online is crucial. I want to be where they are to maximize engagement and reach. So, yep. Another criteria here is content frequency. So some platforms require more frequent updates than others. So I consider how often I can create and publish content when choosing a platform. Costs is another criteria. So evaluating any associated costs, such as advertising or premium features, that might affect my choice. So budget constraints can influence platform selection. Another criteria here I look at is, or consider, is content repurposing. So I assess whether my content can be repurposed or adapted to fit different platforms. So repurposing content allows me to maximize its reach and impact. Another criteria here is platform trends. So I like to stay informed about platform trends. So some platforms rise in popularity while others decline. So being aware of these changes helped me adapt my strategy. This is my last criteria I consider and look after is engagement and interaction. So I think about how I can engage with my audience on each platform. So interaction is key to building a following and creating a sense of community. So in essence, the platform I choose complements my content and connects with the right audience. It's a strategic decision that aligns with my goals and expectations for a particular project. So making the right platform choice ensures that my content reaches the right people and has the desired impact.
Thank you for sharing your thoughtful approach to selecting the right platforms for content sharing. It's clear that this strategic decision is instrumental in reaching the intended audience and maximizing the impact of your creative work. Now let's delve into another important aspect, maintaining boundaries with personal information. You mentioned that it's crucial to consider privacy and personal safety in the digital world. Could you elaborate on how you strike a balance between sharing and safeguarding personal information while maintaining a clear distinction between your online identity and true self?
Yes, of course. Striking a balance between sharing and safeguarding personal information in the digital space is essential for privacy, safety, and maintaining a clear online identity. Here's how I approach it. Privacy and personal safety. Protecting personal information, ensuring my safety when sharing online is a top priority. I'm cautious about sharing sensitive details that could make me vulnerable to cyber threats and harassment. Professionalism or brand identity. If I'm representing a brand or myself online, I maintain a consistent and professional image that aligns with my goals and values. This helps me maintain the integrity of my online identity. Emotional well-being. Prioritizing my mental and emotional health is crucial. I'm mindful of how online interactions affect my well-being and take steps to manage negativity or toxic behavior. Regular assessments. Regularly, I assess my online presence and adjust my privacy settings or content as needed. It is essential to stay vigilant and adapt to changing circumstances. Education. Staying informed about online privacy and security best practice is crucial. I continuously educate myself on potential risks and how to mitigate them. By establishing and maintaining these boundaries, I can enjoy the benefits of online sharing while protecting my personal information and well-being. It allows me to maintain a clear distinction between my online persona and my true self, ensuring a safe and positive digital presence.
Thank you for sharing your insights into maintaining boundaries and safeguarding personal information in the digital world. It's evident that a thoughtful and proactive approach is essential for privacy and online well-being. Finally, let's conclude by discussing your upcoming projects. Could you share any exciting projects or creative projects you have in the pipeline? What can your audience look forward to in the near future?
Yeah, sure. I can provide some news and some of the exciting projects that I'm working on. So here's type of projects that I've been working on thus far. We'll begin with interactive storytelling experience. So I'm working on an immersive interactive storytelling project that allows the audience to make choices and influence the outcome of the narrative. It's a unique and engaging way to experience storytelling. Another project type that I'm working on is educational content. I'm developing educational content that shares insight into the creative process, goal setting, and storytelling techniques. So everything that I've shared, I'm creating a content for that. It's a way for me to give back to the creative community and inspire others in their own artistic journeys. So another project type I'm working on is exploration of new mediums. So in this case, I'm exploring new mediums and art forms, pushing the boundaries of my creativity. So expect to see a diverse range of content from traditional art to digital experiments. Another project type that I'm working on is engagement initiatives. I'll be launching initiatives to further engage with my audience. So it will include Q&A sessions, behind the scenes glimpses into my creative projects, and tutorials. So I'm excited to share these projects with my audience and continue to evolve as an artist and storyteller. It's a
It's a journey of exploration and growth, and I look forward to connecting with my viewers and readers along the way. Thank you.
Thank you for providing a sneak peek into your upcoming projects. It's clear that your audience has much to look forward to, with a diverse range of creative projects on the horizon. We wish you the best of success in all your future artistic pursuits. That concludes our interview today. Neverson, it's been a pleasure discussing your creative process and insights. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us.
Thank you for the opportunity and the platform. Appreciate it.